Hello, Central Standard podcast listeners. This is Gina. I have a little message for you. Our team has been cooking up another podcast. We launched it just this week. It's called Midwesternish, and it's a way to get to know some thinkers and doers who live in this part of the country, starting in Kansas City. If you are a fan of Central Standard, you might notice that Midwesternish includes voices and stories from the radio show you already know and love. Midwesternish is weekly, it's shorter, it's more podcasty, and it'll make real life in the Midwest accessible to podcast listeners everywhere. So represent KC and subscribe to Midwesternish on iTunes, NPR One, or wherever you do that sort of thing. Spread the word, and thanks. Oh, write a review too. We want to know what you think. Now for our food show. What was your favorite school lunch?
Ooh. Man, that's hard.
Pizza. Yeah, pizza was the best.
I have fond memories of eating chili.
I was always excited about the pickles.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, I hated them all.
I really liked the chicken patty, which was kind of like now I think would probably gross me out.
I really love chicken patties and chicken patty days. Yeah, they're just so good, and I amazed myself when I would eat three of them. Actually, I should say french fries. My favorite thing is french fries.
My favorite day was hamburger day.
Let me think.
Toll House pie. It's amazing. There's like an excitement in the dining hall, like, and you kind of are suspicious. Like, I wonder if it's because there's Toll House pie.
My favorite school lunch. Oh, it's one that everyone else hated. I really liked the barbecue rabette.
Just thinking about it, I remember the smell of the cafeteria, and I just. Makes my stomach sick.
Oh, French toast sticks.
Corn dogs.
Patty melts. The greasy burger and the cheese.
I remember liking the milk.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. For an Independence boy, that felt pretty good to have that at lunch.
I never ate the apple because healthy.
I hate to admit it, but I really liked fish sticks. They were disgusting. I think they were like breaded. Something that probably you never heard of in nature.
Ew, I'm Gina Kaufman, and today on KCUR's Central Standard, we're talking about what's for lunch. Hopefully it's a little more appetizing than frozen fish sticks now that you're a grown-up with a choice in the matter. The food critics are here, so let's start by hearing from them. Charles Ferruzzo with the Shawnee Mission Post and The Independent, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your favorite school lunch?
Well, I'm assuming you're talking about high school or grade school?
Just whatever comes to mind.
Well, if we're talking about grade school, I'll make this very fast. My mother made my lunches, or our lunches, and I would open them up and there would be like two pieces of bread with nothing between them. That was the lunches she would make.
Well, you've come a long way, Charles.
Yes.
Feast Magazine's Jenny Vergara is here, too. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
What was your favorite school lunch?
Okay, so for the entree, I loved the lasagna. I'm sure it came out of a big bloppy can and they heated it up.
But I remember watery lasagna at school.
Oh, ours was actually,
it was canned.
Ours was canned, I think, and pretty good. It also came with a buttered garlic toast and a little salad on the side, and I ate all of that. I thought it was delicious, but the piece de resistance was the doo-doo cookie. And the doo-doo cookie, or the no-bake cookie, as it was referred to, it was chocolate and peanut butter and oats. And I think somehow that met some sort of nutritional requirement. But I still, to this day, don't tell, make doo-doo cookies and eat them.
You are also the only person I know who has ever referred to a pièce de résistance in a school lunch. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bon Jwingli, good morning.
Good morning.
You are known on the interwebs as the ulterior epicure. You travel the world sampling foods. What was your favorite school lunch?
Well, like Charles, my parents oftentimes packed my school lunch as a grade school student, and it is your typical immigrant story of opening up a school lunch box and everyone else was curious what was inside of it. I would oftentimes have like tea eggs or soy sauce braised chicken drumstick or something that smelled.
Was there rice?
Yes, rice always.
In a tiffin?
And what?
In a tiffin box?
Yes. And yay. Also the chopstick had to be shaved down because it couldn't fit inside. And it had to always be put cross, you know, like diagonally, because that's the only way it would fit in. Yeah, very strange. But
the beginnings of assimilation, right?
Yes, exactly. But in high school, I would say, you know, it's really hard to mess up a grilled cheese sandwich.
Agreed.
So, you know, that's usually what I went for.
So, guys, now that we get to choose what we eat for lunch, but this thing still exists where there's this break in the middle of the day. Most people eat during that break, and it's kind of like
it's kind of a big deal. I think it's a big deal. So what do you typically do for lunch now that you're grown-ups?
Well, now that I'm the oldest grown-up in this room, I wouldn't tell you that I usually don't eat lunch.
You're killing me today, Charles.
I'm killing you. Oh, okay. Well, you know, lunch is fattening, you know?
You can't find a healthy lunch?
Oh, I'm sure I could find it.
You wouldn't like it?
No.
What about you, Bunchwing? What's your kind of lunch, your typical lunch deal?
Well, it depends. When I'm traveling, I tend to indulge, and sometimes those lunches can last. I mean, I swing from the chandeliers here. Sometimes it's a five-hour lunch. And
dang.
I won't, yeah. But sometimes I won't eat dinner in those cases. But normally, typically, I like to eat light lunches because if you eat a heavy lunch, your afternoon's pretty much shot.
Mm-hmm.
So salads. I like salads. They're easy, healthy.
Jenny?
So I work from home, right? And so for me, it's, you know, lunches, whatever's in the fridge. But I'm kind of with Bonjoui. You know, if you think about the life that we lead as food writers, there's an awful lot of events and dinners and tastings that go on in the evenings. So I tend to do a really light breakfast and a really light lunch, knowing that my calories for the day are probably going to sit somewhere at a restaurant somewhere indulging in a coursed meal. So that's usually how it goes for me. So tuna fish, unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, just whip that up and eat that over lettuce and maybe some quinoa if I have it, throw it in there. But whatever I have pretty much in the fridge goes into a bowl.
So let's say that today is a day when we're going out for lunch. Talk to me about the trends on lunch menus in general. I mean, what kinds of dishes really shine at local restaurants in the middle of the day?
You know, I think this has always been true, but the truth of the matter is lunch right now for us is about convenience, it's about speed, and it's about price in terms of, I think, what most Americans are looking for. And so I don't know that a whole lot of trends necessarily bubble up on lunch menus, I mean, unless you have a reason to be having a big meal. So I think it's just really light fare. I mean, I think we still live in the world of sandwiches, soups, and salads for lunch. I mean, that's pretty much the genre, unless you're going maybe ethnic or something.
I think that's very true. Sandwiches.
Sandwich, soup,
big,
and lunch.
Soup or lunch, yeah. Salad, too. Yeah.
Okay, well, call 816-235-2888 to tell us where you go for an amazing midday meal. We want for our list of great lunch spots that we're going to put out later today to include places all over the metro. So be sure and let us know about the hidden gem near your house or office. 816-235-2888. So I would put like lunch into two major categories within restaurants. There are smaller categories within those, but there's the sit-down lunch and there's the grab-and-go lunch. Does anyone here have some place that they think does a really great like grab-and-go? You can just kind of swing in, leave with something in hand.
Well, usually grab-and-go places tend not to have seating anyway. I mean, so you're kind of forced.
We're limited.
Right.
Limited, yeah.
So you're kind of forced to do that. I actually have a place that's north of the river on my list that's like that. It's called Taco Luchador, and it's a relatively new spot. It's right off Burlington in North Kansas City. It used to be a hot dog stand, I think, before. But right now, it's the guy that owns Crown Restaurant up north. He just opened kind of, it's a more of a southern bar, and this is kind of his second location. And his mother is actually in the kitchen and making the food and helping to serve behind the line. But it's just basically tacos, burritos, bowls. And you can get, you know, any number of combinations, a bit like Chipotle. You kind of go down the line and order. But the red pork tacos are really, really good here. So they make a good horchata as well. But it's definitely like two tables with four seats. So got to get it to go.
And that's called Taco Luchador.
Mm-hmm.
So who else has a good grab and go idea?
Well, I think that it's a place that Jenny and I definitely know exists, but it's called Kitty's Cafe on 31st Street. There really is very little space in there to eat. I mean, there's a stand. I think there are a few stools and there's a counter, but it's largely a grab and go place, and they make these pork tenderloin sandwiches that are fantastic.
Tell me about it.
Well, they fry them, and I think that they come two patties to a sandwich. They're hot out of the fryer, and
it's an old diner. Actually,
it is an old diner.
Yeah.
It's amazing because there's not much space in there.
Well, old diners were original grab-and-go.
You can have it with hot sauce, without hot sauce, and then you know you can choose what you want. There's lettuce, there's onion, there's
isn't it
tomato.
Tempura battered?
Yes, and that's
pork
the
tenderloin.
Difference, right? Usually, pork tenderloin sandwiches are breaded, and this one is sort of battered and fried, so it's got sort of this, you know, thin shell of fried dough around it. It's good.
Sizzling.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Kitty's Cafe. And Jenny, is the pork tenderloin sandwich what you get there also?
You know, there is a faction of people that tend to get the burger at Kitty's. I cannot get away from the pork tenderloin. I just can't.
I like that that's a faction. It's the separate camp.
Yeah. You know, there are people that do that, but I would tell you the majority of folks, and you can call ahead. There's a lot of Hallmarkers that you kind of stand in line behind the one person that's been, you know, sent off to go bring Kitty's back to the office. But I, you know, smothered in hot sauce, two crunchy patties, delicious soft bun. It's been there forever. And so I'm a one trick pony there.
Well, let's stick with the idea, not necessarily of grab and go, but of a quick lunch. Charles?
And Jenny, I'm surprised you didn't say anything, speaking of North of the River, about Bun Mi Fong. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, yes. Which That's is a some, great grab-and-go spot.
Yeah, I mean, it also has, like, what, two tables maybe inside it?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a little Vietnamese place. They do the traditional banh mi sandwiches and other things, soups. Mm-hmm. And I forgot.
Spring rolls.
All very, very delicious, very inexpensive. And really, you do want to get stuff there to go. Mm-hmm.
Such nice owners, too. And, you know, it's another situation where you can kind of choose what you want. I think that's another kind of thing that we're seeing with lunch. If we had a lunch trend to point to, I'd say being allowed to choose your own ingredients and how you want it put together.
Aha. And now that brings me back to the concept of not just the cafeteria, but also the buffet. There are a lot of restaurants that serve, you know, bring table service at dinner, but like lunchtime is all about the buffet.
Especially, I think there's more ethnic style buffets now than there were 20 years ago. And because that's a good way for people who may be a little bit wary of Indian food or offbeat cuisines, where they can sample a lot of little tastes of things without committing to a gigantic plate.
But why is it that, why do you think that lunchtime brings out this desire in us to not just be served like a plate of food, but to be like, help yourself? It's kind of weird.
Well, I think, you know, it brings back memories of Mother or Aunt Esther or, you know.
Just... I think it's also faster.
It is faster.
In a certain way. You know, you get up, you take your plate, and you go get what you want, and then you come back. And especially if you're meeting, oftentimes eating at lunch with colleagues. It sort of just expedites the whole process of not having to sit there and order and talk, you know.
You don't want to talk to your coworkers?
Well, no, it's not about talking to coworkers. It's more about waiting for the server to come and take your order and then waiting for the plates. You just take your plates and you go and everyone, you know, can get what they want without having to.
It's usually cheaper, too, because there's not all the labor involved with having a server typically, you know, at a buffet. But, you know, it's a way for the kitchen, too, to kind of put out everything at once and then just keep it stocked. And so they're not constantly back there having to burn and churn in the back. So I'm sure labor's minimal in the back as well. So,
but I think mostly it is a speed issue. You know, you're doing the work of the server by, you know, filling your own plates and replacing your plates and. It's fast and furious and, you know, good.
Does anyone have a good buffet recommendation before we go to our callers or no? Just
buffet.
I'm looking at you, Charles.
I know.
I'm looking at you too. Mr.
Buffet.
Well, you know, I mean, those used to be magic words for me, all you could eat. They've become less magical in the last decade. But buffet. I have called a personal moratorium on Asian buffets. I've, you know, for a myriad of reasons, but a good buffet.
Maybe we'll come back to that. Okay, let's talk to our callers. We've got a full switchboard. Lots of people wanting to tell us about their lunch spots. Lori and Lee Summit. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you recommend for lunch?
To talk about 3rd Street Social in Lee Summit. They offer a great salad of roasted beets and goat cheese. And I don't remember exactly the lettuce mix, but it's kind of a peppery flavor, so I'm guessing
arugula
or something. But it is a really tasty combination.
And so that's there in Lee Summit, 3rd Street Social?
Yes. They have a lovely ambiance. They have a fireplace. It's a great place to grab some lunch.
Okay, and you're recommending a beet and goat cheese salad. That sounds pretty good.
It is yummy.
Okay, thanks, Lori. Mm-hmm. I want to jog over to another call. We've got Matt in the West Bottoms. Matt, what are you recommending?
As far as like grab and go and something pretty good, I like going to the Twin City Tavern, having a cup of hot chili and a cold beer.
Nice. And, cold beer over lunch. I like it.
Yeah. You know, breaks up the day a bit.
What do you...
Also, on the boulevard, I like to maybe, depending on the time of the year, a pig snoot sandwich at the Tenderloin Grill and go next door for a cerveza.
I'm noticing a theme in your beverage choice.
There you go.
But tell me about this pig snoot sandwich. You can't just say that.
If it's in the middle of the summer, I like to maybe have a cup of gazpacho at the Classic Cup on the plaza and a cold beer.
Okay, but Matt, come back to the pig snoot sandwich for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Well, I think they boil it, and then maybe they deep fry it at the very end.
What do you like
it's
about
very,
it?
It's kind of scary, you know, the thrill maybe. And then once you get over that hump, there's actually some joy behind it.
So you like the thrill followed by, hey, this is no big deal. It's just a pig snoot sandwich.
Yeah, and I feel pretty tough after it. But then I also feel kind of guilty, too, but... guilty pleasure, I guess you could say.
Okay, well, Matt, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Matt had a few recommendations. And anyone have thoughts on the beer with lunch concept?
I mean, they do it in Europe all the time, so.
Yeah, you know, I still think we live in a world where it's not really accepted, you know, to go back to the workplace after a beer. But I think there are certain jobs, obviously, that allow you to have some freedom with that regard.
And he mentioned a few places, Twin City Tavern, Classic Cup. Anyone want to say anything else about lunch at those spots?
Well, I have had the pig snoot sandwich.
Yes, have I. It's hideous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say
that. You have
to
do it once.
But it is boiled. It's not fried at the end, but it is boiled. And I do like it with a large amount of horseradish and mustard and a lot of onions. Mm-hmm. But it is quite large, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a pig snout.
It's a big mass of untasty, unflavorful cartilage.
Well, I had heard that either firemen or policemen use it as some sort of rite of passage. Like you do something and then you have to go eat this new snoot sandwich.
Does it have a visual component? I mean, does it look
like... Oh, yeah.
Like...
It looks exactly like what you would think. It is a pig snout.
Nostrils up?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
The visual is really one reason.
Instagrammable. Yeah. The visual is Instagrammable.
Let's talk to Monty. Monty is with us from Kansas City. Hi, Monty. Monty, are you there? Hello, Monty. Can we try this one last time?
I'm here.
Okay,
good
great.
Morning.
What do you want to recommend?
Well, I live in Midtown, and so I have to say around the corner from Kitty's is You Say Tomato, great turkey sandwich. Have to hold it with two hands, real fresh meat and all the fixings and trimmings. I was mixing that with a little trip to El Portone at the old Ray Lamar's place. This is the Missouri side of the restaurant that's over in the Fox Hill Office Park area of Roe and 435, but evidently he has vacated that spot. So You Say Tomato it is.
And what is it? I mean, you're recommending like a turkey sandwich, I think. You can get turkey sandwiches all over the place. What do you like about this one?
The meat's fresh and good, big chunks, big slices of, you know, truly, you know, roasted turkey. It's not a roll or sliced deli meat or anything like that. And like I said, fresh ingredients and all the trimmings. And it's a great place to hang out, of course.
All right. Thanks so much, Monty.
All right.
You know, I want to ask our food critics about, you know, we've talked about some quick sandwich places or whatever. What about a kind of lunch where maybe you're on a lunch date, or maybe you want to have an important conversation of some kind with someone, or, you know, just like sort of a more special kind of spot for lunch, a place where this middle of the day meal is set apart from the others, and it's going to be awesome.
Andres.
Tell me more.
I'm particularly fond of the
that's
Andres.
That's a good one.
At 50th and Main, it's a little, you know, a little European style bistro. It's a little bit ladies who lunch, which isn't exactly my kind of scene, but it's a nice little European style lunch, and you get a choice of dessert afterwards, and that's always a plus. But it's very quiet, very discreet, very, you know, laid back, not very pretentious, despite everything I just said. But it's a sweet little place.
I will say about Andres, I haven't been in there in years, but if it's still the same as I recall, the choices are a little bit limited. They publish them by month, right? Yeah, the entree choices are a little limited. They publish it by month in almost like a school lunch calendar type situation,
right. Where yeah.
You download it from the website, or you can go on the website, and it'll tell you each day what they offer.
They usually have three choices.
Okay.
So. I used to take my mom there all the time. They also have kind of in the front part of the one on Main Street, the Andres on Main.
A separate cafe.
That new kind of separate cafe where you can get a little
right.
glass of wine or a cup of coffee, or as well as sandwiches and salads, which is a different menu, is my understanding, than the dining room.
Right.
And it's got a pretty distinctively different decor. I mean, that back dining room is sort of like a lot of wood and
Swiss chalet.
It's like a Swiss chalet. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's like modern American spa.
I would say it's Swiss chalet meets high school cafeteria, actually.
I mean, it's a Swiss bakery. So.
This is the place to meet your grandma for lunch or your aunt.
Well, when we come back, we're going to keep talking about lunch on KCUR Central Standard. Call 816-235-2888 with the hidden gem of a lunch spot in your area. Do you love it for the great deals? Is it healthy and quick, filling enough to get you through any kind of day? Does eating there make you feel decadent and refined? Whatever you love, tell us about it. 816-235-2888. What do Kansas Cityans do on their lunch breaks?
Yeah, I'll usually bring my lunch, but if it's a nice day, and can walk around and get something to eat.
Usually you walk around the crossroads. You see something new every day, different architecture and alleyways and graffiti and things like that.
So usually we just walk around downtown, get some exercise, especially when it's a beautiful day like today.
Take advantage of the nice weather and enjoy, just the sun. Get out and walk a little bit, not just thinking food, but thinking exercise.
Playing Pokemon with the new Pokemon being out. There's a lot here, so...
Surprisingly few of the people we asked in the Power and Light District spend their lunch breaks eating lunch. I'm Gina Kaufman, and today on KCUR's Central Standard, we are hoping to help with that. Where do you go when you want an awesome lunch? 816-235-2888. I'm here with the food critics, Charles Ferrugia, Bong Joon-Lee, and Jenny Vergara. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you.
Gina.
So, Bong Joon-Lee, you travel internationally. Is this not eating lunch over lunch kind of an American trend?
It is very. It seems to be a very American phenomenon. Yeah, especially other cultures tend to take, especially Europeans. I notice they very much value taking out time in the middle of the day, take a break from work. I think their philosophy is that it increases productivity. You know, if you're given an adequate amount of time to take a break, then you'll work more productively when you are at, you know, in your office.
So. Are there any other lunch trends that you would compare, like, across cultures?
You mean...
Just, like, how different cultures handle this whole lunch phenomenon.
Well, I think that other cultures... I don't know why. Americans tend to value, I think what Jenny said earlier, we value convenience over everything. And I think that's very different from other cultures. I think, especially, you know, my own Asian background, I think we value food more than anything. We're very food motivated. So that would be priority.
Bong Joon-Lee, what's one of your favorite lunch spots that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, one recently that I found is Speak Sandwiches, Todd Schulte's new sandwich shop. It's would that be Crossroads? Where would you categorize that?
I call it West Side.
West Side, yeah.
It
is right off the boulevard. He just makes great sandwiches, and he also can get soup there. You know, he's got his uncommon stock soup. It's kind of a commissary, I think, for his soup place. You can get matzo ball soup. You can get a great pastrami sandwich. The other place that I thought of while I was listening to that intro with the Crossroads is PT's Coffee, actually, down there. If you're looking for something quick and casual and grab and go, they've got a great biscuit sandwich there. It's a breakfast biscuit, technically, but I eat it for lunch all the time. It's got great fluffy eggs. It's got a nice big biscuit and cheese. I think you can add maybe ham onto it.
The coffee shop lunch is a specific way of approaching this meal. Can you talk to me a little more about that?
Sure. I think in America, eating food with your coffee is kind of a strange concept. But, you know, last year I was in Australia, and that is what the Australian coffee shop model is, which is now sort of invading sort of the bigger cities in the United States, is you go there primarily to eat, but they also serve very good coffee. And so coffee shops in Australia are primarily places to eat, not to drink. And I think, you know, that's kind of starting to happen here in the United States.
Well, we're going to get right back to our callers. But Charles, tell me about another one of your favorite lunch spots before we do that.
I love, speaking of Todd Schulte, the Genesee Royale Bistro, which is in the West Bottoms, in a former gas station. Sweet little place. I haven't had an affair for a while, but I think if I was going to have one, it'd be a nice place to meet up, because you don't run into a lot of, now that I've said that, I'll probably walk in and everyone I know will be there. But
Tristine.
Yeah,
waiting to see you walk in with.
That was not a form of recommendation I expected you to be handing out today.
Nor was I, actually. Yeah. It always makes for a good lunch spot.
It's a Valentine's Day hangover.
But okay, so what kinds of food do you like to get there over lunch?
I think Todd Schulte is a great and imaginative restaurant owner, and I have never had one thing there that I haven't liked.
Which I would agree.
I can't say very often about places.
You know what I think Todd Schulte really hits really well is Americana. He does Americana very well.
He gets it, you know?
Yeah, he does.
But speaking of Americana, on the end of the spectrum, can I put a shout out for Porsche's Cafe? Which I'm sure you have never been to. Porsche's Cafe is a really old-fashioned diner on East Truman Road. And one of the reasons, it closes at 2 o'clock. They have an old-fashioned diner menu. They only have fried chicken one day of the week on Thursdays. And it's the kind of place where you're sitting there eating lunch. It might be fried chicken. And the waitresses will call out, "We've got one fried chicken dinner left. One. Who wants it?" And they kind of auction it off. And you know, you just
so it's a breakfast lunch diner.
Breakfast lunch diner. That's it.
And it's called Porsche's Cafe.
Right.
Okay. So Jenny, a favorite place that you're going to get in here before we turn back to our callers.
Well, since Charles kind of went to the West Bottoms, I'll stay there. I'm going to recommend the West Bottoms Kitchen, which is a relatively new space. It's kind of on the other side of Voltaire in that little strip, just a couple doors down, actually, from Genesee Royale. And this is a father-daughter team, and they've done this darling little dining room. It seats maybe 20 or 25 people. And then they have an outdoor patio, you know, kind of tables in front as well. And they're doing a really interesting take on Southern food. They have a lot of classics, shrimp and grits, crispy catfish. They have a blackened meatloaf sandwich that's really, really good, and a fried green tomato sandwich. So this is the place to go if you're really slow down, sit down, you know, table service. This isn't grab and go. This is nice dining, actually, for the West Bottom and choices down there. But the food is really good, really good.
And the lunch stands out to you?
Well, they're only open for lunch.
Oh,
so that was another one of
that sure makes it stand out.
Yeah, that was another criteria on kind of some of the places I pulled together as I was looking for places specifically that you can only go for lunch.
Cool. Well, let's turn to our callers. We've got Mike with us. Mike is joining us from Belton. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I was calling. I was hearing you talk about sandwiches, and I just wanted to call and let everybody talk about Johnny C's over on off Front Street, 435 and Front Street. It's a little deli place there back in there behind McDonald's as you come off 435. But they have a muffalato, and I just had one yesterday. And I just, when I heard you talking about sandwiches, it's a great, great sandwich full of olives and ham and Swiss cheese or Italian cheese. I can't remember what.
Wait, is this Johnny C's connected to the one or related to the one in KCK?
I couldn't tell you that for sure. I just know how to get, I don't even know what that street is on. I just know how to get there. I just go follow my nose to the sandwiches. great muffalato. They have a really great Reuben. Just a little sandwich shop, and it's Italian joint. Got Italian wedding pictures all over the walls and a map of Italy. It's just a great little place.
And you like the muffalata. And that's...
Yeah. Muffalata's fantastic. I mean, where else can you get a muffalata in Kansas City? I mean, good question. You guys know somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike. And Mike is recommending Johnny C's. Is there another great place to get a moufalata?
There's a Johnny C's in KCK, which is maybe the same. Yeah, which I think is the same family. But
there is a little Italian spot that does Italian dip sandwiches, and they do a muffalata as well. And unfortunately, the name is escaping me. It's right off of 71.
Do they do one? And either of you may know that in the North End, you know, in
at the North End restaurant.
I know Happy Gillis had it on its menu for a while.
Yeah,
does Cupini's have one?
So maybe it's a special sometimes.
I'm sure they do.
Well, we'll have to continue this search for a great
muffalata. It is not a common thing, yeah.
Yeah,
here.
It's not.
Right.
Monica in the Northland, what do you have for lunch?
Well, when I want to meet a friend for lunch, often in the Northland we go to a place called Malay Cafe. It's on Berry Road across from St. Luke's North, and it is obviously Malaysian food with a little Chinese thrown in, and their lunch special is great. It's very substantial, but it's very healthy because everything has a lot of vegetables, and you know, you can get it with chicken. And I love their chicken curry, which is not an Indian curry at all, but it's just full of vegetables and this really savory yellow curry.
And this is a place specifically you like to go when you're meeting a friend for lunch. Is that different from what you're looking for maybe when you're just doing lunch on your own?
Well, I'm a substitute teacher, and I do some work from home. So if I'm at home, I'm grabbing whatever's in the fridge. If I'm working at the school, I take a salad in a lunchbox. So it is kind of a bigger deal to meet a friend for lunch and have a little extra time. It's still very quick service, so you could get in and out of there in half an hour if you were on your lunch break. But if you want to spend the time, they don't kick you out.
That's so nice. Thank you, Monica.
Great.
Does anyone, first of all, she's recommending a Malaysian restaurant, but what about other, I don't know, other specifically like Asian restaurants that do a good lunch?
Well, there's one new one in Westport called Ape. It's spelled A-E-P, and it's a cooking technique that's a Thai restaurant.
39th Street.
39th Street, sorry, thank you. And it is relatively new, and they have lunch there. I've actually had lunch there. And it's simple but tasty, very traditional.
I've been there as well, and I do like that place. It's kind of still under the radar, I think. A lot of people still need to discover it. He didn't open serving lunch, so I think that's why a lot of people don't necessarily think of him. But Ape is delicious if you're interested in creative Thai. Another place I'd throw in there is Boru Ramen Shop, the new ramen shop that's in Waldo. It's by the guys that own Summit Grill. It opened this week. And they're
in the old Summit Grill space, right?
In the old Summit Grill space in Waldo. That's exactly right. They've moved Summit Grill a couple doors down and then opened up the ramen shop. So eight kinds of ramen. And then they're also doing some really interesting Chinese and Korean dishes as well for appetizers as well as alternative entrees, I guess. But full bar, really cute space, playing music videos from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Huh. So fun. Fun place.
Okay, and then we have a tweet from one of our listeners who's recommending a papaya salad at Koko Thai. That's K-O-K-O.
I've heard but fantastic things about this place, and I've yet to go.
Oh, that's the one on Grand, right? Or
it's the one next to Totally Nude.
Well, no comment on that. But I wanted to put a shout out. If it's not open, it'll be open very, very soon. I think it might be open. Kathy Hale, who actually used to be a panelist on the show years ago, Kathy Hale has, I believe, finally opened her new business called Can I Have a Bite, which is mostly grab and go, but it's organic and vegan and all of that stuff on 63rd Street. And it's a place that I think it might have a couple tables in it, but it's primarily grab and go for lunch and dinner.
Let's talk to Steve in Brookside. Steve in Brookside, what do you like to do for lunch?
I'm going to suggest the Stack at 89th and Warnell. I ate there yesterday. My wife and I normally do on Sundays. They always have a daily special, but yesterday it was a sausage sandwich with two sides and a drink for less than $10. And that was so good. I need to go there more often for lunch.
Are you talking about the Smokestack?
No, it's the Stack now.
It's the Stack now,
but
okay.
You were thinking of, exactly. Okay. It's the old Smokestack restaurant next to Dot's Polka Dot Lounge, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. There's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, Steve, you were just saying that the special yesterday, I mean, it was like making you laugh when you were recounting how good it was. Can you put your finger on exactly how good, like why it's so good?
It was a sliced sausage on a bun, and the bread's always good, and, you know, it comes with two sides and a drink for less than $10. So,
so the price is part of what's so good about it.
Oh, well, lunch needs to be cheap for me. Another place kind of different is McGonagall's for lunch. When there's nice weather, they have the picnic tables outside, and you can go get your barbecue there and eat out, too.
Yeah, McGonagall's. The idea of the that's grocery store and kind of, yeah, like meat counter, but they do. They provide ready-made stuff.
I've got a little truck out front that does barbecue, I think, and...
Yeah.
You can get like half a smoked chicken for pennies. I mean, it's really inexpensive. Yeah. A couple bucks. I mean, really.
On that note, you know, Jasper's has that shop, Marco Polo, in front of the restaurant, the traditional restaurant. And they have beautiful, beautiful things to grab and go. I mean, salads and pasta salads and things like that. And really the best sausage sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
That's a great recommendation. I love Marco Polo.
Okay, let's talk with Allie. Allie is with us from the West Bottoms. Hi, Allie.
Hey there. I have two recommendations. One is in the River Market, and it's called The Bite. It is fantastic. My, like, biggest recommendation is their sweet corn tamales, and they actually have a few different versions of tamale bases. And if you're a fan of tamales, they don't put their meat inside like you traditionally do. They cook the tamales and you can choose what topping you want. I'm a carnivore at heart, but I love their smoked tofu version. It's pretty great. And they come with a side of cabbage slaw. It's just, it's fantastic. I would absolutely recommend it.
So The Bite, and what's the lunch atmosphere like?
It's great. It's intimate, but you can pick up and go, or they've actually just did a renovation, I don't know how recently, I think the last couple months. And so it's a little more upscale, clean looking than most places are in the River Market. But it's pretty great. I have coworkers. We go there. I go a lot on the weekends. I live in the River Market. So it's a quick, great place to go. And they're lovely and have actually let me purchase the smoked tofu directly from them, which is always appreciated and kind.
Well, thanks so much, Allie.
Absolutely.
Let's turn now to Michelle. Michelle is calling from St. Joe. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you recommending in St. Joe for lunch?
I'm recommending the Fairy Bread Mother. It's a bakery and cafe.
Go on.
It's in the upper level of the Rusty Chandelier, and I eat there. It's open on Tuesday through Friday, and I eat there 4 days that it's open. I just love it.
Wait, can I ask, is the Rusty Chandelier like an antique mall?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just wondered.
So, okay, you go to this antique mall. They have lunch 4 days a week. You eat there all four of those days. What is so awesome about it?
Well, it's great because it's like you're... it's almost like you're eating at a home-cooked meal. It's like eating, you know, at home that your mom's cooked or your grandmother's cooked. It's just fantastic. It's a home-cooked meal.
Can you give us an example of one thing that you have really liked there?
One thing?
Yeah.
Beef and noodles with vegetables, and the homemade dinner roll is to die for.
Well,
there's always a dessert.
Yum. Thank you so much, Michelle. We want to know about the lunch place near you. There's still a little time. 816-235-2888. Be sure that our Central Standard Lunch Tour takes us to your neighborhood. Right, we'll be right back in a minute. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard, and we are doing lunch today, as it is coming up on 11 o'clock with our food critics, Bon Jwingli, Charles Ferruza, and Jenny Vergara. We've been talking about lots of great places that our listeners all over the metro like to go for lunch. And a couple of trends are standing out to some of us in this room, just the bakery lunch. What are some of the bakeries that people like to visit for lunch, and why do you think those are so popular this time of day?
My favorite bakery that serves a really nice lunch is Le Monde Bakery on Armour Road in Kansas City North. They've been serving lunch for quite a long time. They have a specialty soup, which I think is a chicken curry soup, that's quite good. And on one day a week, which might be Tuesday, they have Vietnamese spring rolls. The food is always delicious, and then you never feel guilty about getting some kind of a baked pastry for dessert.
So I have several bakeries that are actually on my list for the show today, but I think bakeries are important because we know that the sandwiches will be good because the buns and the bread would be baked in-house. And I think that's the real key. I mean, you heard the previous caller talking about this fairy bread mothers, since all she could talk about was the home-baked roll, you know, the made-in-house roll. So I think having good bread readily available is probably why, but there's several you can point to. Heirloom Bakery and Hearth in Brookside is one. McLean's Market and McLean's Bakery actually both serve breakfast and lunch.
And that's in Waldo.
Waldo, and then there's the new location that's out at 435 in Row right there. There's like grocery stores as well that have also bakeries and restaurants as well inside. So the Sundry, Bellinapoli, Howard's Grocery Cafe and Catering.
Tell us take one of those that you just listed and tell us more about it.
I'll do Heirloom Bakery and Hearth. It's a cute little bakery that's opened up in a former gas station that they've converted. And this is a married couple that runs it. And it's basically really wonderful fresh baked breads and pastries, as well as cookies and some other sweet things that you can get as well. But bread is really their staple here. And they do a wonderful, for breakfast, there's a beautiful handmade biscuit, kind of back to your biscuit.
I was going
to
say, their cheddar biscuit sandwich in the morning. I put eggs and cheese and pesto on it.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
That sandwich, I mean, that and a cup of coffee, which they serve really good coffee here, is fabulous for breakfast or lunch, I think. But the lunch menu is more salads and I think like a chicken salad sandwich and a few sandwiches, some soup usually. But it's quite good as well. So
going to the groceries, you mentioned the Sundry, actually. Speaking about the muffuletta, I had a muffuletta at the Sundry.
There you go.
It's in the Crossroads, and like Jenny was saying, there are a lot of these little sort of grocery store kind of like shops that are also serving kind of quick lunch type counter service type places, in the Sundry is one of them. And I had the muffuletta there about half a year ago.
They switch up that menu a lot.
They do. It was a large muffuletta too.
Let's hear from Danielle in Lee's Summit. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. What do you like to eat for lunch?
Well, I really like Mediterranean food when I can get it. I work in Blue Springs, and there is a fairly new restaurant out there called Bethlehem Cafe. It's a family-owned Mediterranean place, and they have great food. I've sat down to eat there, but I've also used their carryout quite a bit, and they cook it and get it via fast, and it's a pretty good value for what it is and quite good.
So where is that again?
That is in Blue Springs. It's Bethlehem Cafe on Woods Chapel Road, just right off the highway.
Okay, thanks so much, Danielle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's talk now with Gay and Lee Summit. Gay, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We've got a couple of Lee Summit callers.
Yay, Lee Summit bringing on the lunch game. There's so many excellent places to grab lunch, but one that just came to mind that I wanted to share with the your panel and the listeners is a joint in the West Bottoms. It's in a liquor store, and it's called the Lunchbox. And it's open 7 days a week, starting at 6 a.m., closes at 11. So you can have lunch whenever you choose to call lunch. And
so it's called lunch, no even. It's called lunch no matter when you eat it?
You can choose to have lunch whenever you want to. So if you're a shift worker and you want lunch at, 10 at night, you can do it, because they have an excellent selection of freshly made sandwiches. They hand grind their hamburger every day, fresh cut fries. They have an excellent panko breaded pork tenderloin sandwich, and they have
a delicious breakfast burrito that is a commitment to eat. It's just a missile of sausage, egg, cheese, and crispy hash browns for like $5. It's so good.
Thanks, Gay.
Absolutely.
And now let's jog on over to hear from Angie and Waldo. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
What do you like for lunch?
Well, I like a few places. I like Domo Sushi. They have a really great bowl there. It's just called their Domo Bowl.
What is it?
The Taj Mahal.
What's the Domo Bowl?
Oh, it's, of course, rice. They're sticky rice. And on top of it is just a chicken or beef teriyaki, mountain vegetables, and a few other little things. But it's really, really good and very fast.
Very fast?
Very fast. You know, it's not like getting their bento box where you have to wait 20 minutes for them to, you know, fry whatever it is that they got going on there. But it's pretty quick, and it's really, really huge. So you'll actually have a leftover.
Well, thanks, Angie. Thanks. That's awesome. So Angie is recommending Domo Sushi in Brookside.
Really close to that and brand new is another sushi place with the traditional suit. Have either of you been to the new Kabuki?
No, but I loved Kabuki when it was in Crown Center.
Well, then it's the same family.
Okay.
Who owned this?
In the crazy little apartment complex. It's blue and silver.
It's a condo complex now, but yeah, the 333 Meyer Boulevard. Mm. And it's on the first floor. Tiny little place. Open for lunch and dinner, early dinner, I should say. And all the things you probably liked at the original Kabuki, except sukiyaki. They don't have that. But
I can live without that.
Yeah. But they have those things, and a very sweet place.
Does he live in the building? Is that why he's there?
Believe it or not, no.
I mean, that would make total sense to me. I'm in retirement, and I go downstairs and roll a couple of rolls, you know,
although
for
lunch.
Although
that's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Anyway, he should bargain for that.
Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas City. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
What are you recommending?
I like this place in Midtown called Urban Cafe on the southeast corner of 41st and Troost Avenue. It's a new place.
What do you get there?
My favorites are the smoked brisket and the pork belly sandwiches. It's more of like a panini-style sandwiches, and they essentially do only breakfast and lunch. And they use a lot of organic, primarily locally sourced ingredients in their stuff. And those two sandwiches are my favorite. They're really yummy.
No, wait, that's on your list, Jenny. And can I ask?
It is.
43rd and Troost?
41st, right?
Yeah, 41st.
What's there?
So it was a tattoo parlor, and now it's this fabulous chef. His name is Justin Clark, and he has opened up this place called the Urban Cafe. And what you need to know about this place, aside from the fantastic pork belly sandwich and brisket sandwiches, which are both number one sellers in his place that the caller mentioned, he also has his mother's vegan. So he does a real commitment to vegan as well. And he has this vegan taco that I'm kind of obsessed with right now. So it's marinated chickpeas, kale, avocado, pico de gallo, and it's on a gluten-free tortilla. Or he can roll it in greens if you'd rather have lettuce, like a lettuce wrap. Fantastic tacos.
Is it cold?
No.
It's warm.
Well, lettuce would probably be cold.
Yeah, but the base of it's warm. The chickpeas are warm. Okay.
Right.
So it sounds like this is a good place for a vegetarian and a carnivore to eat together.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a real neighborhood spot. He's making a commitment to Troost, which right now, unfortunately, is kind of in this interesting resurgence. You know, they're trying to put new things on
Unfortunately?
Troost. Well, fortunately, yeah. It is. Unfortunately, it has been kind of a food desert, so to speak, for many years. So he's kind of the first to come in with an independently owned, not a chain restaurant. So everybody go visit him. His stuff is really good.
Well, you know, I want to very quickly talk to Rick in Lathrop, Missouri, because, Rick, you have some experience in the lunch business. And do I understand right that you're saying that the business lunch has gone by the wayside?
It's pretty much disappeared, but I've practiced it for over 40 years. And I did it at the Savoy Grill for 30 of those. Mm. It's now under renovation, so I use Jasper's, I use V's, I use Casconi's North and Jess and Jim's Steakhouse. And lunch consists of the menu. Where they're all great, and it's a cocktail, lunch, and then business. And I'm known in each. So I always have a private area to do it, and it's very successful, even though very few people do it. Some of these lunches take 4 hours.
Thank you, Rick. Is it true? Has the business lunch as an institution gone by the wayside?
Oh, I don't think so, but maybe the cocktail lunch has.
It dried up with expense accounts many years
yeah.
ago. But
I think the power lunch has disappeared. Mm-hmm. I don't think the business
but,
lunch
But, oh my gosh, hats off to this guy for keeping it alive. Yeah. Rock on, dude.
Well, our time is up. Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bon Jwingli, it's been great seeing you.
Thanks, Gina.
And Charles Ferruza, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Gina.
You can listen back to the show and get our list of great lunch spots later today at kcur.org. And we've had a lot of lively discussions on Central Standard this week. You can listen back to any of them at kcur.org/Central Standard. Plus, check out our new podcast. It's called Midwesternish, and it's great for people who aren't able to listen to Central Standard on the regular. Each weekly episode is like 20 minutes long, and it includes some of our best content. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, Jen Chen, Andrea Tudhope, and Suzanne Hogan. Caitlin Troutman is our intern. Linda Scher runs the board for us every day, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs right here in Kansas City. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend and a great lunch, everyone.